Sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lori Handlers, and you're tuning in to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today is definitely no exception. We're going to be talking about sex and happiness. And in specific, we're going to be talking about does Tantra therapy work and other things. But under that umbrella of Tantra, can it be seen as a form of therapy? I have a very special guest, and he's coming to us all the way from Ireland today, which is very exciting. His name is Darren McGuire, and Darren is the founder and director of Life Change Health Institute, which was formerly Hippocrates Europe Health Institute, which I want to talk to you about. I mean, I want to bring that up again. He's also Irish Group, the director of Life Change Institute. Wait a second. Of Irish Group Psychotherapy Society and the Institute of Embodied Tantra and Somatic Sexology. Darren is a dynamic psychosocial somatic therapist. I love all that. We have to know what all that is. And a DACA, which is a tantra guide. I do know what that is. And a raw vegan chef. And a health coach and dance facilitator at Tribal Dance and Body Song, Ireland. So, Darren, that's quite a resume. Like, that's a lot of things in, like, one sentence.
Yes.
So, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about what all that means. First of all, Hippocrates Europe Health Institute. So, is that the same as Hippocrates Institute that's in West Palm Beach, Florida?
No, it's actually different, but we share some similar philosophies, but it's a very different organization.
Okay.
So we recently just changed to Life Change Health Institute because we found that people didn't know a whole lot about Hippocrates and the philosophy of Hippocrates, the Greek physician. So we've just kind of changed that name. But we've been running that since 2004.
Okay. Because I'm just going to say when I was coming up in Boston in the 70s, there was Hippocrates Health Institute that was run by Ann Wigmore.
Yes.
And then all of that changed, and it went to, can't think of his name right now, but I know exactly who I'm thinking. O'Brien.
Yeah.
And so it changed. So that's what I had to know about that. That's, okay. I'll let it go now.
Yeah.
And then we said that you were a embodied tantra and somatic sexology, the Institute of Embodied Tantra and Somatic Sexology. Can you say a little something about that? Just because those things like lead to questions with people who are listening. And so if they're stuck in the question, they're not going to hear anything else you say.
Okay.
So what is embodied tantra and somatic sexology?
Well, I suppose to explain a bit, the philosophy around that is really about, I believe in keeping tantra very, very simple. Because as you know, if we had 10 tantra therapists in here, we would probably all explain or define tantra differently. And, we would very possibly be all correct. But, you know, for me, I like to really keep it very, very simple. And really portray the idea that it's accessible to everybody. And not so much about, needing to, find a guru or, spend years on a particular journey, that it is accessible to all of us, in the moment, right here, right now. Body tantra is about, being conscious in the here and now, in the present moment. And it's about learning, you know, particular exercises that we can bring into our lives and that we can embody those. Because a lot of the time we can learn a lot of the philosophy, but bringing it into our lives is very different. So that's what I mean by embodiment. It's really learning how to embody those philosophies.
Right. You know, have it in you. Have it in you instead of just up here.
Yeah. How do we, what are the blocks to intimacy and how do we kind of work through that?
Excellent. Very excellent. Now, okay, and then we use somatic again. So we talked about you being a psychosocial somatic therapist. So and you're dynamic.
Yeah.
So, so I kind of know what dynamic psychosocial is, but other people may not know. And somatic, to me, that means to be able to touch.
Okay.
And also to sense.
Yeah.
So, but that's my definition. So what do you mean by dynamic psychosocial somatic therapist?
Yeah. Well, I come from a background of psychology and psychotherapy. And, one of the people who I really liked to study, a long time ago was Wilhelm Reich, which, arguably is the, really the founder of a lot of the work that we're doing, certainly in the West around Tantra.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt.
Yeah, so, somatic for me is really about what are we holding in the body, we may be aware on a conscious level of what is blocking us from being intimate, but we may also not be aware of the blocks that are actually in our body. So it's really about exploring somatically what are the blocks to engaging in Tantra or what are the blocks to engaging in rich human experience.
Beautiful.
Wilhelm Reich talked about armoring. So if any of us are coming from any type of trauma, then we do have some armoring and we have some blocks within the body.
And you're going to go to work on those blocks. We all are, actually, in one way or another. All the people who practice sacred sexuality or Tantra in any way, we're distinct from psychologists.
Yeah.
In that we go to work in the blocks in the body more than just talking about the problems or...
Yes.
I mean, I know in my own life when I went to a therapist, I would feel good for about 10 minutes to an hour, and then the same thing would be there again after, an hour later, kind of like eating Chinese food and feeling hungry an hour later. Talk therapy didn't do it for me. Tantra did do it for me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So beautiful. Okay. Yeah. And then you're a raw vegan chef. I'm not touching that for this interview. I'm thrilled to know that. And then a dance facilitator in tribal dance. So do you do like the five rhythms or do you do something like completely different?
No, it's loosely, similar to five rhythms. But it's just conscious dance, really.
Okay. All right. That's great.
Again, just coming into the body, being in the present moment, and also whilst in the present moment, trying to connect with others and ourselves, so we sometimes call it conscious dance or tantric dance. So that's what it's about.
So you're a very interesting fellow.
Yeah.
But you studied straight like psychology.
Yes.
Yes. And then you took it. When did your path start to become tantric in nature? Were you always interested in human sexuality?
Yes. Strangely enough, from a young teenager, I was very, very interested in a strange way about sexuality. In that, like you mentioned at the start of the show, sex and happiness, and that's the start of my journey because as a young teenager, I felt how I seen women didn't feel right, and how I related to women and how I related to sex didn't feel right. And it was really only until when I was 19 I started to take some action on that, and I studied Patrick Kern's model of sex addiction recovery. And really at that point, looking back on it, it was really an addiction, how I related to women and how I seen it. It was an addiction, and it was about It was really a replication of the relationship I had with my mother, always looking for connection, always looking for love, you know, not getting it, you know, feeling empty. So it was really from the age of 19 that I started to take action on that. And through the different models that I studied, Harvel Hendricks, Getting the Love You Want, and the Imago way of relating to it was really applying those changes in my life brought fantastic results. And I started to relate to people and women in a whole new way.
Bravo.
And then I at 22, I became a father. And out of fear of replicating, you know, what had happened to within my own family, I studied conscious parenting. And it was really through that where I felt that what if this could be applied to relationship and to how I related with women, this conscious way of being. So it was really... It was really those different philosophies that I picked up and different techniques that I picked up. And it wasn't until a couple of years later until I found my first book on Tantra. And I realized, wow, what I've been practicing is Tantra, because I hadn't heard of it back then.
Yeah.
And it was a Diane Richardson book. And I really just immersed myself then in the teachings of Tantra and in workshops and different talks and seminars. And it's really been since then, so the, you know, past 11 years. And really the pursuit of intimacy, the pursuit of, you know, sex and happiness, as you talked about it. So I'm very passionate about that way of connecting, and I've been practicing for the last 11 years, so it's just a beautiful way to have a rich human experience in our lives.
Well, thank you for telling me all that, because it's a lot. And I applaud you for taking it where you took it and for realizing in yourself that you didn't want to keep repeating and repeating and repeating the same patterns that you had. And that, I mean, it takes somebody really with awareness and with some strength to be able to go, you know what, this doesn't work. I could just keep doing the same thing over and over again, but it would be much better if I shift. And you chose to do that. And no one forced you to do it. No one said to you, you know, I'm breaking up with you, or I'm this, or I'm that. You did that on your own, and I just think that's awesome. Thank you. So thanks for doing it. We need every pocket on the planet where we can find this kind of consciousness, like what you're demonstrating. So thank you so much. And so everyone out there, what you should know is that Darren wrote to me on Facebook, and he sent me his latest article, and the article is called Does Tantra Therapy Work? And that's actually, I mean, we were friends on Facebook, I think.
Yes.
Because, you know, I can't keep track of that, but I love that you sent me the article. I thought it was so great, and then I just wrote you right away and said, hey, do you want to be on my show? How awesome. I'm always looking for guests to be on my show, so thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a really short break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the therapeutic framework within Tantra and this thing that you call covert incest. That really, really catches my attention, so we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm talking today with Darren McGuire. He's across the pond. I'm on this side of the pond. I'm on this side of the pond plus land. And and we're having a great conversation. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 11th to the 18th. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. Okay, we're back from break, and I'm Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm talking with Darren McGuire, who is quite accomplished. He's trained in psychotherapy. He's added so many other things, embodied tantra. He's added somatic things from Wilhelm Reich. He took his own life. He kind of dissected his own life and put it back together in a healthy way. And it seems like he dances happily. He leads dance things. And I'm impressed. I'm thrilled. And also a raw vegan chef. So, and health coach. So he has a lot going on. Now, Darren, what I want to ask you about is, there's a few things that you talk about. So let's talk about the therapeutic framework within Tantra and maybe something you call like corrective actions. What is that all? What does that mean, and how can people take some action right now?
When I talk about corrective action, it's really to explore, from a psychotherapeutic way, what can happen when we come into the tantric world, and I really wanted to bring awareness around this idea of transference. Which is always there with all of us, but particularly in a therapeutic situation or a tantric session, there's a lot of transference. So it's really just to bring awareness around that transference and how we, to use the awareness of that to create corrective action rather than this replication of trauma reenactments.
Okay, so let me see if I understand you. My understanding of transference is, when I am in a power situation, and I call it a power situation, let's say you're my therapist. I seek you out as a DACA, or I seek you out as a psychologist to help me with my problem, and I transfer you into my character. Like I make you my father, or the boyfriend that I broke up with, or my ex-husband, or even my mother, for that matter, or my brother, or my sister. I make you the person with the power or the knowledge that I've sought out into the character in my life that I'm now acting out with.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I still remember psychology.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you bring awareness to that.
Yeah. I feel any of us in any type of therapeutic situation, we need to bring awareness to that. In psychoanalysis, they talk about transference that's ubiquitous, which means that it's everywhere. It's in all our human relating.
Yes, it is.
But the difference in psychoanalysis is that we bring our attention to it within the space. You know, so I really wanted to bring that into, because it's certainly part of the work that I do. because I'm bringing tantra and psychotherapy together. So it's a little bit different. So I really wanted to bring awareness around that and the dangers of that, but the power of that. Because within the transference, we as a therapist can become the good father or the good mother, or we can actually become the abuser. So there can be a lot of destructive replications going on if we don't have awareness around that.
Okay, I got it. So that would mean you need healthy boundaries.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, that's really good. That's sometimes they're absent in the tantra world. Sometimes they're absent in the psychotherapy world as well.
Yes.
So healthy boundaries means that you as the person in power have to exercise some boundaries with the client, let's call it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. I honor you for that. I think it's really important and a lot of people just glide and slip right over that.
Yeah.
And it's a slippery slope.
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about what you call covert incest. What does that mean and what do you do about it?
Well, covert incest is similar to what we just talked about in the sense that if we assume that any of us who are interested in improving our sexuality or, you know, creating intimacy in our lives, you know, perhaps there's some trauma, you know, from childhood or some trauma in our life at some point. And, you know, with that trauma, there is always a breach of boundary from somewhere. So again, corrective action. I mean, how can we heal that? We need to heal that with something of the opposite, which is strong boundaries, you know, so we can actually work through that. So a lot of times in sexuality work, we talk about sexual abuse, and particularly here in Ireland, we talk about 1 in 4 people in Ireland being affected by sexual abuse. But a lot more prevalent is covert sexual trauma, which is trauma as a child, which may not include overt sexual penetration or molestation, mm-hmm. but it's more of a lot of times it's an incestuous relationship with the parents, one of the parents, like where the young boy becomes sort of a husband to the mother because there's an absent father, or the young girl becomes daddy's little girl, and there's a distance between the, you know, husband and wife, and the daughter becomes that kind of, create that incestuous relationship with the father. And it's covered in a way that it's very subtle, and a lot of times we think that it's not a problem, but it creates a lot of problems around boundaries later on in life.
Okay, thanks for describing that. I'm very aware of that.
Yeah.
I had that with my father.
Yes.
You know, I had covert incest. As I got older, I found myself as having all the same symptoms of adult children of alcoholics, adult children of abuse, adult children of this. And none of that happened in my family, but I think what it was is, well, I called it, you know, mind fucking on the part of my father to me. And one time I said to him, you know, it would have been great if you had in some way physically hurt me, because then I would have known for sure that you were the enemy. And it took me years to figure it out, you know. So I get it. Covert incest. Interesting term. Never heard that one before.
Yes, yes. Well, sometimes it's also called emotional incest.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that one I could identify with, yeah. So let's talk about the therapeutic framework within Tantra and what you bring to, you have something called Courage to Love workshops.
Yes.
So, because it feels like you're walking this interesting line of being a therapist and also being a DACA. Like,
yep.
That's like, wow. So, so how do you do that?
Well, actually, they're both separate in a way, in that I'm involved in group therapy, radical awareness process groups is what we call them.
Okay.
You know, that's me as a therapist, and it's very, very different. And Tantra doesn't come into that. Although, okay. You know, although I might refer, you know, somebody into do some Tantra work. And, but Tantra necessarily doesn't come into that, work, that therapy session. But Christ Love is a totally different, it's a Tantra workshop. So I suppose that's me as a dagger in that situation. But again, it's very, very strong boundaries. There's, non-sexual touch, and, you know, everybody signs a contract, and, it's very structured and facilitated class, where we have exercises around intimacy, and then we explore, how each person is within the exercises, how their breath is, how their body is, how are they holding themselves. So, you know, exploring the, you know, somatic blocks, exploring how we, you know, might divert our eye contact, or, you know, different things like that come up. So it's a very interesting and powerful process.
So do you find, I just have to ask you this because of what I said before. I've had therapy in my life. I've certainly been a coach and a counselor in my life. And now I'm a Tantra master and a teacher. And I only found help, real help, when I placed myself into Tantra.
Yes.
So, I mean, literally, you're wearing two distinct hats.
Yeah.
If not more. You're also wearing the hat of the chef and a hat of the dance. So you have many hats, but the two hats I'm talking about right now are psychotherapy and Tantra.
Yes.
Do you find one more powerful than the other? Do you have a preference? I definitely made a choice. I have a preference, and I'm wondering about you.
Well, I mean, again, to bring up William Reich, I mean, he's a very interesting character, and I think he's somebody who kind of walked that line as well.
Who is this?
William Reich.
Oh, William Reich. Yeah, well, he didn't do that well walking that line.
Yeah,
society was not ready for him.
Yeah, I mean, he died in prison less than 60 years ago, doing similar type of work, you know, talking about life force energy that we talk freely about now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've spent the last 23 years now in group therapy and involved in groups. So I'm a big fan of groups. But what I realized after a particular period of time of anybody working in group, working through trauma of any sort, there becomes a point where we need to start exploring sexuality. To answer your question, I would certainly say Tantra is the most powerful tool that we can use for that. Because no matter how long we're in therapy, at some point we need to dive into that. So Tantra is by far a lot more powerful. And the Courage to Love workshop that we do is really an opening for that. And we would refer people on then to do, you know, Tantra one-on-one sessions and bodywork sessions with some good people that we have here in Ireland.
Okay, got it. I got it. Well, I've had some interesting experiences in the States. My courses have had a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists in them.
Yep.
And then when it comes time for them to turn around and refer some of their clients to a Tantra workshop, they can't.
Yes, yes, yes.
The licensing is such in the United States, I don't know how it is in Ireland, but the licensing for their licensing in the United States doesn't permit them to refer people to different kinds of modalities. Mm-hmm. And if they did, they could lose their license because if something happened to a client where they referred them and something happened.
Yes.
They could get in, you know, big trouble. So they, although they've gotten tremendous impact from the workshops that they've come to, at least with me, and I can't be the only one. I can't be the only teacher that's happened to. They cannot refer people to me.
Yeah.
So yes. I get, you know, so it feels weird to me, but that's the truth.
We, you know, thankfully we don't have that here. But
good.
Sexuality is at the very core of us. So for any healing to take place, we really need to look at that at some point in our therapeutic journey. So, you know, Tantra is a fantastic tool for that. There's no doubt about that.
Freud would be proud of us.
Yes.
Freud would be proud of all of us. So, okay, we have just a few moments left. So let's talk about the different things that you offer and how people can get in touch with you in case they're listening or watching and they want to find out more, especially if they're in Europe and, you know, somewhere in the Ireland, England vicinity, they can come and they can find you. And I imagine people find you from all over Europe, not just from Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do they, first of all, how do they get in touch with you? What's your website?
Yeah, the website is the lifechangeprogram.com.
It's the or not the?
No, not the. Just the lifechangeprogram.com.
Lifechangeprogram.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first way to get in touch with you. And then you have something, you have a Courage to Love workshop.
Yes, we have the Tantra Ireland Facebook page, which is a good page to connect on.
Tantra Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I interviewed somebody else from Tantra Ireland.
Okay.
And it wasn't you.
Okay.
Maybe it was Ireland Tantra. I don't know. Okay. So you have Tantra Ireland Facebook page.
Yeah.
And then you have Courage to Love workshops. How long are they when you give them like that? Are they residential or are they commuter?
Yeah. They are a full day workshop once per month. And we have the Radical Aliveness workshop once per month. We have the Radical Aliveness group therapy every week.
Radical Wellness?
Radical Aliveness.
Radical Aliveness, okay.
And we have men only groups, women only groups, and then we have some mixed groups as well. And we also do the 7-day life change program, which is a residential program, which involves a lot of therapy work and a lot of tantra work.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Sounds awesome. So, okay, so people want to get in touch with you or ask you questions. Do you have also email? Where can they reach you via email?
Yes, it's darrenmcguire@lifechangeprogram.com.
Okay, Darren McGuire, and Darren is with two R's.
Two R's, and McGuire is M-A-G-U-I-R-E.
Okay, Darren McGuire at
lifechangeprogram.com.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, let's see. What's one quick tip? I kind of know what it is because it's the way you sign your emails. but what's one quick tip or takeaway that you can give to our listeners?
Well, I think you're referring to live with passion is how I sign my emails. And then find something you're passionate about and live that way.
Yeah. That's really, isn't it true? It's the only way to live.
Yeah.
It's really the only way to live. Now, there was one quick thing I wanted to ask you. Radical. Say what with the course was.
Radical aliveness.
Radical aliveness. How do you feel about radical honesty?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that, yeah.
Yeah, I had a short stint with Brad Blanton myself. So a stint not as in a relationship, but as my therapist.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay, well, Darren, I thank you so very much for waking up super early and me for staying up super late. So that we could bridge between Phoenix and where are you in Ireland? Are you in Dublin?
Dublin, yeah.
Okay, great. So we spanned the whole sea and the whole vast United States to come together today in this interview. And I really thank you. I'm really appreciative. And I know that my listeners will be too. Thank you so very much for being my guest.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Laurie.
You're so welcome.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, She creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you long for deeper intimacy and connection? Are you feeling stuck and unsure of how to break free? Maybe there's a lack of passion and creative energy in your life. Whatever might be happening with you, I want to tell you how excited I am about the ISTA Phoenix Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience, Level 1. This is a 7-day residential retreat near Phoenix, Arizona. Thousands of people in 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 9 years, and I'm thinking you could be the next one to receive the benefits. During this powerful immersion into shamanic realms, you'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically. In this retreat, you'll explore masculine and feminine energies through shamanic ritual, guided visualization, dance, and breathwork inside of an amazing community. Your reactive patterns will be uncovered and transformed into conscious ways of being, and your heart will finally be free to remain open. Your consciousness will remain present to all there is. You'll awaken into a deep knowing of the self as whole and complete, and you'll be empowered to live life with joy, peace, and pleasure. Why not join me and 2 other highly skilled International School of Temple Arts faculty members, Crystal Dawn Morris and Lawrence Lanoff? We'll be producing this event September 21st to the 28th. That's right, close to Phoenix, Arizona. And we'd love to have you join us. Early bird tuition is $2,200. That's until August 20th. And after that, it's $2,400. Your tuition includes retreat and shared room, use of all facilities, and healthful, delicious gourmet meals. Please make your reservation now simply by going to butterflyworkshops.com. and clicking on workshops, and you'll read more and see more about this amazing spiritual, sexual, shamanic retreat. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Sex and Happiness. This is Lori Handlers, and I'm signing off right now. Of course, tune in next time when I will have some expert that has something to do with your sex and your happiness. Thank you again.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know.